Hello and welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Todd Trantham and I'll be your host for the show today. Today we're going to be talking about the First Amendment and free speech with our guest on the program, Dr. Bill Nolte, our Associate Superintendent. Welcome to the show, Dr. Nolte.
Thank you. Listeners may have seen some of this, you know, in the newspaper. I wrote a column, and then there's certainly been a lot on lately about statues and other things.
Yeah,
we want to tease that out a little bit just from the schoolhouse view, and in particular for students.
Because this has been something between Facebook and social media in general, as well as the news media. Lots and lots and lots of articles are out there floating around locally as well as nationally about First Amendment and free speech.
Well, and here's the beauty of it before we go any further, and I just thought of this, not in during show prep, but when I just thought about it. The reason everybody can do that, the reason they can post their opinion on Facebook and Twitter and write columns and have things in the paper and wear their bumper, have their bumper sticker or wear their T-shirt or have their flag, is because this is the great nation, the United States of America, and we have First Amendment speech rights. And that's frustrating sometimes, but it's a really good thing to be an American and be able to do that.
So, Dr. Nolte, why are we talking about this right now?
Well, we're talking about it right now because every year at the beginning of the year, we get questions like, can that daddy really drive through this campus with that bumper sticker on his truck? Can that mama really come into the office with that T-shirt on and what that says? Can that kid really wear the I Love Jesus T-shirt? Can that student really have on a T-shirt that has a Confederate flag on it? Can, peace symbols, all kinds of really First Amendment free speech messages. And so right now people are focused on the Confederate flag or statues. But the symbol itself really is not what the First Amendment is about. The First Amendment is about when and how people can express a personal feeling.
So Dr. Nolte, I know that in the media there have been lots of conversations, as you mentioned, about statues as well as about the Confederate flag and a number of other things. What is the difference between the way we're having to handle this as a school inside of our school buildings and the issues with statues that are going on?
Yeah, they're really, really different. And I think that as a society, we can have a pretty good impact on the statue thing. Because what's going on there, and I'm a little out of bounds here, but really what's going on there is someone yesterday or 200 years ago took some government money, our taxpayer money, and they made or bought or somehow acquired a statue that has some kind of message with it. And then they placed that statue on public government property, public property really, that all of us sort of own in a sense because we pay taxes. And so as a society, a particular county or city or state or government and its voters can make a collective decision about, are we going to have that statue or not? Because we all sort of paid for it, right? That's real different than student First Amendment speech. First Amendment speech is what an individual or a small group of people say or think or believe. And as a society, we don't get to tell other people what they can believe in or what they like. And that's the beauty of America and the beauty of the First Amendment. People don't get to tell us which church we have to go to. They don't get to tell us, you know, which car we drive. They don't get to tell us which political party we're to be affiliated in. And that's really part of First Amendment. Those are two separate issues. And what we want to talk about for the second half of this program is really talk about really students and what they can say and is protected under the First Amendment and what isn't.
And so that really leads us well into our next question. When we look at schools, and especially students and what they can and can't do, where is the line at? What is okay and what is not okay? Where is that point that they cross the line?
Well, I'm going to tell you the line, but before I tell you the line, I'm going to tell you that people who agree with the students are good with the line, and people who disagree with what the student is saying or displaying don't agree with the line. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And that's just us. That's just human nature.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter, again, if it's a T-shirt or a you know, a cross necklace, or it doesn't matter, or a flag. It really doesn't matter what it is. The line was established in the U.S. Supreme Court way back in 1965. So this is not a new radical thing. And it was established because a bunch of kids wore black armbands to a school in Iowa, mm-hmm. protesting and making statements about the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. And the principal just found out about it and suspended them because they had the black armbands on. There was no fight. There was no disruption. There was nothing else. And that went all the way up to the Supreme Court of the United States. And essentially what the court ruled at that time was, is that schools don't have the right to take away the freedom of speech, First Amendment rights of students just because they're at school. And basically what the court findings said was students don't lose their First Amendment speech rights when they enter the schoolhouse door. Mm-hmm. So having a black armband did not, and here's the line, according to the Supreme Court, substantially interfere with the operation of the school. And the court went on to say is you can't stop students from displaying a message or saying something simply because you think there's going to be a disruption. You can't tell people they can't talk about their personal religious beliefs or political beliefs or social beliefs about war or anything else because you think somebody might get mad or because somebody is mad. When we can interfere is when there's a substantial disruption. So if the people displaying the message, and again, I want to really overemphasize, could be any message. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be around the Confederate flag, which is the hot topic of today. In most instances, it that was not the thing people were arguing about over time. But when that message does not allow you to have school, people won't go to class because they're holding their symbol and refusing to go. Or if people, you know, block the entrance to the football field because they're whatever they're presenting, then you can take action and limit that kind of speech because that blocking or preventing a school activity from occurring is the problem. Not, people try to make the problem the flag or the cross or the political party or whatever. And the problem is really the prevention or substantial limitation in conducting school.
So I'm sure that there's probably, Dr. Nolte, people out there that are struggling just a little bit with this. Because like you said, if you agree with it, you're good with the line. If you don't agree with it, you're not quite good with the line.
Yeah, and let me say this before you finish your question. There's stuff I see all the time frustrates me to all get out. But I don't get to go over those people and say, you can't do that because that's what you believe in. It's not what I believe. I do get to go over to them and stop them if I can't drive down the road, or I can't get into my church, or I can't get into school, or the ball game has to be stopped to deal with a 30-minute disruption or whatever it is. Sorry.
So how do we deal with this if we're really struggling with it?
Well, I think, I'm not sure I have a really good answer to that question, but I think the way that we deal with it is we try to focus on the freedom that you and I have in America to say that we believe this is our religion, this is our belief about politics, this is our belief about society and how society should operate, and we remember that we get to do that in America. And if we didn't have that freedom, then we would be in some kind of dictatorial or autocratic kind of nation where somebody else would decide what we get to say and do. And as frustrating as it is to hear things that we disagree with, we still have the freedom to say our own stuff as long as we're not disrupting the world to do it. And I'll take that over some, some czar or political leader or group telling me what I can and cannot say.
Well, Dr. Nolte, thank you so much for being on our show today and talking with us about this. Listeners, thank you for being with us as well. Have a safe and great day.